He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
They're holding us back, my brother.
Together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
I don't get it. What's the problem? I'm leaving here. I mean, I'm coming into the studio today. Shasky and Spadoni are like, oh, boy. Just say Kyle Shanahan. I'm like, why? Boy, a lot of people down. Who's down on Shanahan? Give me a break. One of the best coaches in football.
One of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I ain't going to talk to you. Say good morning.
I'm not. I said good morning an hour and a half ago.
I'm saying it in front of everybody.
Nah.
You're really doing that with your Johnny Cash black fresh shirt on, Snotty? Come on. Just give me a good morning, bud.
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, chilling.
Hey, anyway. Hey, it's cut down day.
Yeah.
Cut down day. A lot of people are going to get fired today.
I've been fired once. What do they do? Do they go send their tape to the other 31 teams? Like, I want to dock on that.
Or call your grandma.
Oh, yeah, boy. You've been fired. No, I'm just, you said it on air. Come on now.
Yeah, no, I've been fired. I've been canned.
And you went to the bar right after?
I mean, yeah.
That's amazing.
What else are you going to do?
Right, I got you.
What else are you going to do? I mean, I think I've only been fired once. Yeah, I think I've only been fired once.
I'm out.
We need your playbook.
I didn't make the 53-man roster. So it's cut down day, 1 o'clock. And we'll find out some things about the San Francisco 49ers, what they decide to do. Hey, can somebody define something for me? I bet you can. This phrase seems like it's right up your alley. Can you tell me what it means,
please?
I invented
it. Let's see.
When a guy wants to get paid, what does that mean?
Oh, he's standing on business. I'm not backing down, and I'm not taking, get this, Donnie, shout out Hardaway, I'm not taking a penny less. Yeah, that's what paid is.
Okay, well, Josina Anderson?
Josina. Yeah.
Uh-huh. She's reporting that Trent Williams wants to get paid.
Dude.
Not paid.
Man.
He wants twice as much. He wants twice as much.
And you got a problem with that, huh?
No, he's...
Like, this is not Ayuk. And I wasn't going to mention his name today.
He's the worst.
But yet, you predicted him to be in uniform Monday night.
Doesn't make him any less selfish.
Against the J-E-T-S.
Doesn't make him any less selfish.
Well, he's trying to get paid.
Yeah, I know.
He's at the end.
Yeah.
Boys to men, end of the road. Play this car. What's bothering me, and you didn't ask, but I'll tell you and everybody listening, is they knew this since March with Trent. So who, Parag, wake up! Somebody close a deal and get this thing done. Stoney and get the big fella back. This is not an Ayuk situation. Trent Williams is at the top 1 percentile at his position. And whatever the Niners are going to try to do offensively in the run and pass game, it goes through 71. So what's taking so long? Insufficient funds?
I have this written down. There's a dirty little secret going on, and I know you think you know football. You know, you think you do just because you watch passively.
Hey,
you don't. You don't know football.
I was lightweight getting mad. Go ahead, man.
Here's the dirty little secret. It's not late. It's not getting late. They still have 2 weeks. You know, I don't just spend my time knowing the 49ers inside and out. I go around this league, our league. And, you know, by the way, the Jets, who the 49ers are playing on Monday.
Massive showdown.
Yeah, they're missing their best player, Hassan Reddick.
Oh,
he's holding out.
Okay. Good luck with that, Hassan.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're not their best player.
Okay.
Yeah.
My point is, Robert Saleh yesterday is talking to the New York media, and he's saying, no, I'm not ruling him out for the opener. Hassan Reddick, he's a vet. He knows how to play. He's keeping himself in shape. I haven't ruled him out for the opener. He could be here for the opener.
R-E-L-A.
Exactly. So y'all need to relax. Because the 49, like, when you what's taking so long? They don't think it's taking long.
Well, is that why Trent is getting a pass? Because I heard Willard, our brother, Steiny, he was going in on Ayuk, said he's done with him.
What does that mean?
That he doesn't like the way Ayuk has handled his business. What's the difference with Bosa? And there's more Willards out there in the weeds. So, what's the difference with, why is this different?
So what are you saying? Willard, when Ayuk catches a touchdown pass against the Jets, being out on Ayuk, what does that mean?
He'll be in then. He'll be in.
Thank you.
But he don't like how he's handling his business right now. Okay. And we don't know, Steiny, this is different. Trent Williams is a necessity. He is a necessity. Brandon Ayuk is not, as much as I love B.A. So this is different. And I think that's why the fans know, hey, big fella, get all the little paper you need. I just don't know why the Niners, and maybe Steiny again, just a broken record. I left a week and it sounds like I hadn't. Maybe they're just letting him just chill, but now it's go time. There's no more preseason. You got a game in, 13 days?
And that's my point. It's not go time. It's not.
What would you call this then? Like, I'm not telling you it's
13,
the Super Bowl.
13 days till the first game of the year. That's all it is. 13 days till the Niners play on Monday night. By the way, if you're a 49er fan.
What a prestigious spot.
Yeah, how you feeling about the national audience watching you on Monday Night Football, first week of the season, and you might not be whole? I'm talking to Nahigi, and he's saying, boy, I think that game would be better off tucked into a Sunday schedule. I said, I don't know.
I like how he's thinking.
Why?
Basically because they don't have their house in order right now. Not it's end-all, be-all, but no, it's not even for real. Especially if you don't have one of those two players. I mean, the Jets are going to be a bear, man. Aaron Rodgers, I think people are sleeping on him. He got hurt. But if he can be half the guy he is, I got the Jets being a problem in the AFC. But it's like the first day of school. Steiny, everybody's going to be watching, and you want to be whole. And if you're telling me the first day of school doesn't matter, Steiny, then you're talking about just the result. I'm not telling you the season's over. But, man, you want to put your best foot forward.
You always want to put your best foot forward.
Is the Niners front office doing that this offseason?
They're doing what front offices do.
Mm.
They're doing what front offices do. They're deciding who gets paid, who doesn't get paid. They're deciding who's valuable, who's not quite as valuable. And they're trying to get stuff done, plain and simple. Nothing's been happening. John Lynch is going to talk tomorrow to the media after they make their cuts today at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock is when we'll know more about that. But I've said all along, if you want to point blame, I point blame at everybody. Ayuk,
not mad at
Trent
you.
Williams, the 49ers. But if you would say, well, Steiny, radio mad. Radio man.
I love this.
It's Trent Williams. It's not even close. I think what he's doing is abhorrent. How about that?
Wow.
It is. I've put the situations up against each other, and I think what Trent Williams is doing is
so if you were in his
worse.
Shoes, you wouldn't play this card. I know that's so hard.
I can't even answer that question.
But I think the Steinmetz I know and your values – Or what you proceed to show as far as values
and
what
I'd probably play this card. I'd probably be in camp, knowing me and how soft I am. Listen, I've always said, just because you can do something doesn't mean you do it.
Yeah.
And he's just doing this because he can. And so, to me, his motives are not nearly in the same league as Ayuk. To me. I mean, you can 888-957-9570 is a number. We've watched this play out all year, and all off season. And I mean, the guy who's getting away unscathed right now is Christian McCaffrey, because he got his deal. What if they played hardball with Christian McCaffrey for whatever reason?
But they didn't.
Right.
And nobody has a problem with it, so why would it be at his doorstep or any player?
Who says nobody's
got a problem with it? If management deems they want to give you something they don't want to give me, I can throw a hissy fit, but I'd really be hating on you if
I can't. It's not about hating on McCaffrey. It's about what the dynamic is in that locker room. And everybody knows what's happening. They paid McCaffrey. They're not paying Ayuk. They paid Bosa. They're deciding whether to pay Trent Williams, and they're clearly setting aside a lot of money for Brock Purdy. Those are the priorities, and Ayuk is feeling the brunt of it, and I guess at least right now, Trent Williams is feeling it. How much longer they'll feel it, I don't know, but I think it's very possible that there are players in that locker room that look at the front office and say, man, they really have not handled the offseason well. Mm. And that's a dynamic that the locker room's got to deal with over the course of a season.
I'll say this to that. You got me thinking now that guys in the locker room are looking, and I'm not saying they're wrong or being selfish, how is Steinie and Evans' contract going to affect me?
No, it's not that.
And that's never good.
It's not that so much as, why aren't our two really good players in here? When we're supposed to win a Super Bowl.
I'll help you out. One's great, and he's going to get his money, I believe. And the other, I don't think they think he's as good as he thinks he is.
The question about Ayuk to 49er fans is, I remember about a month ago where everybody was kind of more upset with Ayuk than Trent Williams. Every time I said, well, how come Trent Williams is getting a pass? It was, well, Trent's handling it the right way. He hasn't said a word. He hasn't gone on social media. And I'm like, okay, I get that. And Ayuk has made more waves. But to my way of thinking, it's almost like it doesn't matter. Trent Williams is holding out. All he's got to do is show up, and he's going to make $22 million if he shows up.
Well, he'll show up, Stoney, but it'll be a little more than that.
You
believe he'll be there open tonight too, just the way you started the show.
Probably.
So I don't want to say. And a lot of times this happens. It's happening in Dallas. Who won? Well, damn! If the team paid you, you play for that said team. Everybody won, and that's how I feel. Whatever number we find out Trent Williams gets, Steinie, he's going to be blocking, pass blocking, and run blocking for you. And this is another season where the Niners are trying to get that elusive Super Bowl. So there is no loser.
So you'd be okay. Let me just throw some names at you. You'd be okay if 49ers give Trent Williams whatever he wants, and then next year they got to get rid of Mooney, Ward, and Dominic Lenore.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Of course it is.
Well,
see, that's what nobody is willing to really acknowledge. We'll just pay them all and we'll figure it out. Well, that's going to be a lot harder than just saying it.
Yeah. And then yesterday you said Purdy might not get the 60 or 50 million. Are we so sure?
My point is this. They paid Warner. They paid Bosa. They paid Kittle. They paid Debo. They paid McCaffrey. Now Trent Williams wants more money. Ayuk wants a big contract. Purdy's on the... They can't pay everybody. They just can't. And so the question then becomes, if they know, like, they know right now, if they pay Williams and Ayuk, that at the end of next year, it's going to be decision time with some players. It just is. They can't. It's like the Warriors. They can't continue down this road. And so if I'm the 49ers, I completely understand if they're looking at the situation and they're saying, well, look, if we sign these two guys, we are going to have to dismantle some of this team at the end of the year. We're just going to have to. And maybe they think, you know what? If we do that, it's going to be too abrupt and too drastic of a change. In other words, if we do this year and we come up short, We might not have any chance next year because we're going to lose a lot of our good players.
Yeah. And good and great players, Tony. And I'm not mad at any of that, but I'll say this. I'd rather look for a replacement for Lenore than a Trent Williams. You know.
Well, you're going to need to look for a replacement for Trent Williams in the next year or two. They may have already got a Ayuk replacement
in Ricky Pearsall.
Right.
So they may an operation replacement may already be starting right before our eyes. But this Trent Williams thing, just to bring it back to him, Steiny, he is a must. And that's why I think any day we'll hear something about they've figured it, hashed something out.
Well, actually, we got some conflicting reports on Trent Williams, to tell you the truth. David Lombardi of The Athletic was with Willard and Dibbs yesterday. Here's what he said about Trent.
I'll be very surprised if we don't have firm movement on the Trent Williams front this week, though. Mid-August to a little bit later August, that's the bulk of training camp. Williams, obviously, is one of the players that doesn't really need camp, and maybe, in fact, he benefits from having a fresher body at age 36. But at some point, you do need to start developing that football callus. You do need to get a few practices, at least, under your belt before you play a real game. And we know how important Williams is to Brock Purdy the 49ers at that left tackle position. I mean, right now, they don't have Aaron Banks in there either. He broke his pinky. They hope to have him back by week one, but that means the entire left side of the offensive line has been backups, and I think you could tell against the Raiders on Friday.
Oh, you might lose Aaron Banks, too, if you sign everybody to what they want.
Well, they got a guy that's in charge of all the finances, Parag, Donnie. So I don't know. This just feels different than anything that's happened since Kyle's taken over and John. But they got to make those decisions. And I wonder, Donnie, how many fans are like, I don't give a damn about next year. Field the best effing team this year so we can get that Super Bowl. And when we have to face those tough decisions, which every team does, maybe we'd have something on our damn hand, one of our ring fingers. And it would feel different because we cashed in when we were able to, you know, control the finances and guys were fed and paid and we were the best roster in football. But we've lost every time we've gotten close.
Why are you the best roster in football? Because you're paying your quarterback $1 million. That's why the 49ers, not every team has the problems the 49ers have. Because what other team is paying a top-notch quarterback $1 million?
But Stoney, in 19, and that didn't matter because Jimmy Garoppolo was getting not the most money, but he was getting paid. They had more investment as far as financing in the quarterback position, and they still were.
You don't think the 49ers should think at all about the fact that Brock Purdy is going to go from $1 million to $45 million probably in a year?
Yeah, but
like that money comes from somewhere.
No doubt, but it doesn't kick into the year after too, Steiny.
Okay.
So I'm not going to let that possible decision hijack a season that we're about to embark on. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'm just telling you, Bob Myers,
you don't got to make a decision until you have to.
Well, that's Bob Myers.
Who they might need.
Well, that's Bob Myers. I mean, you can't tell me that if the 49ers believe that by paying Ayuk and Trent Williams, it is going to come at too big of a cost down the line, then maybe that's why they're not doing it. Mm. I mean,
I get the Ayuk all day, every day, but the Trent Williams one, Steiny, that's the one where I'm like, they're gonna fit that in. They'll get that rectified.
Let's go to Jeremy. Jeremy's in West Oakland. What's up, Jeremy? How you doing?
What's up, y'all? Happy Tuesday. Yeah. I'm a big fan of the show.
Thanks.
So Williams wants to be paid, right? Isn't that crazy? Don't you just love the English language? And I know, Steiny, you'll appreciate this because your parents are English teachers. You can say the same word twice, and it has a completely different meaning, right?
Yeah.
Like, put it like this. Everybody in the NFL wants to get paid, right? But this is a different arena we're in because Trent wants to get paid. So, I mean, we don't know what that number looks like. And I'm not saying give him whatever he's asking for. We all know how important he is to the team, but I mean, I hope like they can just find some middle ground, man, and we can just get rolling, man. I mean, it's another season of 49ers football coming. We should be excited about this. Let's go!
You should be. Yeah. You should be excited about it.
Home opener Monday night?
Next Monday. Yeah. Two Mondays.
I didn't give you a date. I said Monday night, home
opener. Right, but everybody would think it's 6 days from now. I'm just trying to clarify.
Yeah, but don't.
Yeah. So that's all.
Just, I could keep going if you want, but I'm not.
What's the strength of the 49ers team? Strength and weaknesses going into this season? Because I got a couple written down here.
I'm going to say offense, Donnie. I think their offense is their new defense. I believe the lack of defensive line depth put more pressure on Bosa. New defensive coordinator Sorensen, show me. We're all waiting to watch. But if you tell me when I hear the word San Francisco 49ers, I think of their offensive weaponry. And I'm including Ayuk.
Yeah, I got the I put offensive diversity. Mm. Their offensive diversity I have as one of their big strengths.
And you're including Ayuk too, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I mean, they're still diverse even without Ayuk. They can still throw it a little bit, but obviously not as much. Weaknesses. Offensive line. How about this? So the 49ers have lost Hufanga, Greenlaw, and Armstead.
Man.
We got a little issue maybe in the middle of that defense. Yeah. Maybe a little problem in the middle of the field with that defense.
That's a legit question. And Sorensen, first-time defensive coordinator, Stani, will take over and try to remedy that. But I'll say this about his job, his first go-round. He will not have the luxury of what D'Amico Ryans and Robert Saleh had in regard to health. You know what I'm saying? The loss of Armstead, that's going to be big. It's not just one game. That's going to be season-long. And maybe their run defense is their weakness, Donnie, defensively. That's what I want to see, how they address that, Nick Sorensen, in his first go-round.
408 on the Xfinity Mobile text line.
Uh-oh.
Chris Jones missed week one last season. How'd that work out for the Chiefs?
No, it was huge.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here.
Exactly. It's nothing to see with Trent. Yeah, big deal. He misses a couple games.
All right.
They're good enough to overcome it. Hell, they played the week 17 last year. It didn't even mean anything. They had such a cushion for the number one seed. So, again, this franticness about getting them in, I just don't think it exists. I really don't. I mean, yeah, they'll get him in at some point, but clearly they don't. They have clearly made a decision that it didn't matter if it happened a month ago or a week from today. I mean, that's what I'm.
Yeah, that's what I wonder how he feels though in regard to get.
Can I tell you something? Yeah. I don't care how Trent Williams feels,
and he probably doesn't care how you feel.
You're right.
I'm just saying, I'm wondering just as far as he's in a Houston gym and all this, is he ready is what I'm – that's what I'm talking about. Is he ready, Stani, at 36?
Well, and –
because the people haven't turned on him like they've turned on Ayuk, I believe.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
I don't think – has the fan base turned on Brandon Ayuk?
But how many calls have we – I'm going Spider-Man. How many calls have we taken with venom towards Trent Williams? Not many, I don't believe.
Yeah, it's because everybody's afraid of playing without him.
But the
bottom line is he's holding out. But he's so important that he's got the juice to do it, and everybody's just going to bend over backwards for him. That's fine. There are players in professional sports that have a ton of juice. LeBron, Curry, they can make their own decisions, and the organization's got to go along with it. And I just, you know, everybody hates when LeBron orchestrates stuff.
Right.
Well, what's Trent doing? Like, what's Trent Williams doing?
Looking out for Trent.
Exactly. Exactly. He's looking out for Trent, which is fine. And every time you say he's 36, he wants to get paid, I can think of, yeah, he's 36. He's going to make $22 million. Mm. I guarantee you he's going to have a worse year this year than last year. Why? Because he's a year older.
Well,
so we'll see how they handle it, but no, if I were a fan, Trent bothers me more than Ayuk.
Oh my gosh.
He does. Because he knows.
And that's no disrespect to Brandon. It's
well, Brandon is in a window right now where those guys usually get paid. And so this is his opportunity to get paid. I think that's very different than Trent Williams, who's just looking and saying, oh, like he's the fourth highest paid lineman.
fourth.
But to him, that bothers him, man.
Okay.
I hear you.
Well, it would bother me if he's not okay with that. That's what would bother me.
Yeah, because paid ain't fourth highest, Donnie. That's number one or 1A. Really?
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I don't know.
I've never been paid.
When is $22 million not paid?
Mm.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. It's cut down day. The 49ers are going to make some cuts today at 1 o'clock. We may have some fun, too. I think we're going to cut some people today, too.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we're going to cut some people today.
Bring in your playbook.
Evan's going to put us on the spot with some tough decisions.
He did a great job on this.
Wait, you saw him already?
No, I talked to him. He put them together. Him and the boss.
Yep. All right. Sounds to me like you've gotten a head start. What's coming up on the game? It's presented by Fremont Bank. We'll take some calls on the other side. Celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment was brought to you by Robert Half.
Oh, I'm going to watch it. Believe me. I really love it.
It's the Guru. Steiny. Guru. Steiny. Guru. Steiny. Show. Let's go.
Yes, sir. Coming up at noon today, Ted Wynn joining us from The Athletic. He hosts the Just Win podcast, and he is an X and O guru. A real one. And
I'll give you a half.
Anyway, he has broken down Friday's preseason game, and he says Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was okay.
He had the guts to ride it.
A little critical of him.
But you got to give him kudos for that title, using his last name, Just Win Podcast. Get it?
Oh, you know what? I just got that.
That's pretty sick.
Duh, Steiny.
Pretty dope, Ted.
Let's real quick go to TC in Sacramento, and then we'll bring Evan in for something fun. Hey, TC, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Steiny and Goo, what's going on?
Talk to us.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you know, just vibing, hopefully. Hey, so we need both those dudes, man. Like, it's not one because Trent, his name, that's why everybody's like, oh, it's Trent. You need the left tackle, but you need B.A. too. That's what I'm trying to tell Niner fans, bro, with media. We're going to miss that dude, bro, if he leaves, and we're going to need him this season. It's not – this isn't a, oh, we can get – we let's get Trent, but we're not really tripping on IU. No, bro. We need both those dudes, and we need B.A. And you have to respect B.A.'s mind, Steiny. We can't keep saying that the hell with B.A. No, man. He's standing on business. I did. Listen, I did everything he wanted me to do, Kyle and John. I did it. I did everything he wanted me to do, and all I'm asking is to get paid, big dog. And everybody's acting like they don't want to pay me or acting like I'm just some lummy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that.
Well, ask Guru.
No, I feel the exact sentiments that you just expressed over the airwaves. The Niners are going nowhere, I don't believe, if they don't have Brandon Ayuk, especially in a year we've all decided, hey, I've said it to you, Steiny, I like what I've seen from Brock, but we need to see more. And if you're telling me the Niners are like, yeah, he's so advanced that he can do and reach those same plateaus without Brandon Ayuk, I'll be shocked as all outdoors. That's all. Debo is a specialty receiver. He's not your get off the line of scrimmage, slippery hips. He could do a lot of good things, but you mentioned diversity amongst the Niner offense, and I think they have that like no other set of receivers in the league when you have a Debo Samuel and a Brandon Ayuk. So I am shocked that it's where it's at now. We don't know what he's asking for, but what we do know, partner, and you're pretty black, is the fact that they have not come to an agreement. Bottom line.
No. I mean, here's the other thing I was thinking, and I know, again, that a lot of fans look at it through the prism of, This is the make or break year. All right, Kyle Shanahan's entering year 7. Is that right? 7. 2 non-playoffs, 4, 6, 8. Yeah, 7. And he's got as much job security as any coach in football, you would think, outside of maybe Andy Reid. All right, so
The San Francisco 49ers just came off losing the Super Bowl. They lost the Super Bowl. And now it's the following year, and there's a couple guys who wanted to get paid. You know, there is something a little bit bigger, believe it or not, than a Super Bowl. And that is an organization that might be worried that this could happen again and again and again. And here's the other thing I was thinking. What if the 49ers win the Super Bowl this year? Yeah, they pay Ayuk and they pay Trent, and then they win the Super Bowl. How many people are going to want to get paid to next year? You know what I mean? How many people are going to come with a guaranteed contract, but they don't have enough guaranteed money, and they want more money? And you, meaning the 49ers, have set a precedent that if you're important enough, we'll pay you. What if they're trying to nip that in the bud? Not for this year, for the next 5 years, so that this doesn't become something that happens all the time.
Well, now, I love that you said important, because I was going to use the word gravitas. If, you got to be that guy or one of those guys. And when I look at the Niners books, Steiny, from my standpoint, all those guys have been taken care of. And I'm not saying Lenore and the guys coming up around the corner are not that, but they're not that yet. So to me, I'm not worried about tomorrow or next season. Everything is predicated on we got a good chance. We were just there.
Do GMs worry about the future?
Yes.
Okay. There it is. They have to worry about the future. They must. It's their job. They cannot. It's the same reason why the Golden State Warriors have to be careful about trading draft picks in 2027 or 28 or 29 if they know Steph Curry's not going to be here and the possibility exists that they'd be giving up really high picks. It's a gamble. And I think even though we're not talking about draft picks, I think the 49ers look at this as a gamble. If they pay all their guys, they've figured out that if they pay all their guys, they might not like the decisions that they're going to have to make down the line.
Well, that's Steiny. That's life. And right. That's why they have the awards.
Right. But what if they've decided that's the way we must proceed?
I don't believe that.
Okay.
And that's why, Steiny, they're no different than any other outfit. Okay, they're having more success than a lot of others. But the bottom line is, this is why they give awards out, executives of the year, guys and gals that can get in the lab and figure this stuff out. And we've seen time and time again, you lose something, but you try to minimize it. And that's around the league. So I don't want to sit here and act like the Niners are the only team facing these questions. And it does go back to, you mentioned the Warriors, had they cashed in one of those visits to the Super Bowl or the NFC Championship game since 2019, would fans be feeling more not on edge, Steiny, because they got it done? I don't know. But to sit here and tell me, oh, they got to pay Brock Purdy, that's why they're playing hardball with Trent Williams. Yeah. Well, let me tell you, you ain't going nowhere this year if that's your mindset.
Well, I get that everybody believes that this team can't go anywhere with Trent Williams, but they're going to have to go somewhere without Trent Williams pretty damn soon.
Wow. Yeah.
Whether it's this year, next year.
But that's natural.
How many?
You know, exactly. That's natural. So, exactly. Knowing you got a draft.
Exactly. So there's a guy out there who's probably got one more good year left, maybe two. He's 36 years old. You're going to be in 2027. He's out of here anyway. Like, you're going to have to replace him at some point. And all I'm saying is, I think there's a possibility that they really don't like what he's doing. And they may have to they may have to bite the bullet. But
which would shoot themselves in the foot from on the field standpoint, Steiny. See, that's what I'm adamant about, that they're not going to do that.
Let's go to Jay. Jay's in Boston. Hey, Jay, what's going on, man?
Yo, what's up, baby? What's going on? Thank you for taking my call. Yeah. I don't know why you guys came through the algorithm, this station, 95.7. I'm a diehard Niner fan, bro. I miss no games. I watch every preseason game. Boston born and raised. Boston in the house. The president, me, Jay, the president of the I Hate Kyle Shanahan Fan Club, and it seems like I'm on the island. I got to be the one to tell it like it is. So I'm going to come on 95.7, wherever y'all are, and tell it like it is. I am sick to death of the hall pass that these fans, these toxic fans, toxic media members want to give Kyle Shanahan. You want to blame Trent Williams for negotiating a contract. You want to blame Ayuk for negotiating a contract. Deebo Samuel, when that was going on, such and such. Blame Kyle Shanahan for the blown timeouts. Blame him for the blown leads. Blame him for the fact that we could have had Patrick Mahomes. Blame him for the fact that he brought Jimmy G back. What are we doing here? What happened to the standard of the San Francisco 49ers? The greatest players, the greatest franchise, who's supposed to be the greatest fans with the greatest players that have ever played this game. Where's the standard? Why are we sitting up here acting like we haven't had the most loaded roster in the NFL for like 5 years? Any other coach would be fired.
Give us a name, Jay.
What's happening in Beantown?
Jay, give us a name. Give us a name who'd you like to be coaching this team right now. If you feel that way about Kyle, give us a name, Jay.
I'll give you a name right now. His name is Eric, and he's my mailman. This
that was a four.
I can coach this team going to bed at night, okay? This roster is stacked. Take the toxicity out. Stop drinking the Kyle Shanahan can Kool-Aid. Look at the facts. Has this not been the most stacked roster in the NFL for at least 5 years? And now our window is closed.
Wow. They've never had. You know what? They've never had a great quarterback.
Move over, Steph.
You gotta have a great quarterback. All right, Jay. Thank you.
Get it off your chest.
Yeah, this boy. We've had a standard. You mean like four NFC championship games in 5 years?
I was waiting for you to jump them, Stoney, because if I said that, you would have jumped me.
They stink. Yeah, he's right.
Yeah.
He's right. He's right.
The one that stood out to me.
Fire Shanahan.
He wasn't interested in Mahomes and Deshaun Watson. That ended up being a blessing in disguise. But, yeah, you got to.
Get the mailman.
Eric the mailman.
Eric is mailman.
Oh, boy. He got me, Carter. Yeah,
what does Kyle have to do with these negotiations?
Well, throwing the flag in it. Well, that's Parag's, Donnie.
His name is Eric, also, and he's my mailman.
By the way, he slipped this in, and I want to know what he's talking about. He said the toxic fan base. What does Jay mean by toxic fan base? The 49ers fan base is toxic. Now, let me tell you something. I've been out here 30-plus years. I'm not going to stand up on that.
Well,
I mean, I'm not going to stand for that.
You were here for Cap v. Smith, and you also were here for Trey versus Brock.
Okay.
So there was a lot of toxicity.
How?
The fans on one side of this, you know, rooting for the guy. You got anti-Kyle, and you got Kyle's the reason. There are more guys like him in the Bay, Steiny, and gals that think Kyle cost him a Super Bowl in 19 when he didn't call the timeout before. Yeah, we won't even do all that. But you know what I'm saying? He was not by himself. He was just in Beantown.
49er fans are no more toxic than any other fan base in any other sport.
They've been close is the Buffalo Bills, that's why it comes out. Who's been closer than the Niners the last 5 years? And I'm talking about NFC Championship.
That's passion. Fans are passionate. They want to win a Super Bowl. I get that.
Yeah,
that's
but toxic turns into heartbreak turns into toxic, Stein.
How?
Because when it keeps happening over and over and you feel like your coach is the reason. Jimmy, ask Jimmy Garoppolo, are the fans out of here toxic?
He's a player.
Feels great, doesn't it?
Well, he was
the quarterback.
Oh, yeah, because the Eagles are – that fan base is just so functional.
They are in the category,
the Dallas
too.
Cowboys.
They're in it, too.
They are all in it. Quit acting like we love football out here more than they do in Jacksonville. Or Atlanta. Well, maybe more than Atlanta.
Well, they don't care.
Not this year, though. Not this year.
Penix.
Mercedes-Benz Center.
They're done.
We got our draft tomorrow, 95.7 The Game Fantasy Draft. Cousins on my board.
I need
Oh, God.
A little extra time.
Evan, what is, who is this dude?
8:15, please.
Can't do it.
Please make it 8:15.
No, we can make it 8:15. You'll just lose your first round pick.
No, I'll just take Kelsey like I did last year.
You pods dibs did like that.
I'm not giving up a round of golf for a fantasy draft. All right,
well, you finished last.
That's fine. I don't care.
You're only doing this because you went to the chip last year. God, I hate it.
Yeah. Hey, Evan, what do you say? Let me and Guru cut somebody right now. It's cut down day.
I'm ready.
It's cut down day in Santa Clara and other, oh, well, the other cities that have NFL teams, they don't matter. Their fans don't care.
Stop it.
So the 49ers have to make some cuts today. Get that roster down to 53.
Yeah.
And Evan Giddings did some homework last night.
You act like I don't always do my homework.
Well, I wasn't insinuating that. You always do it, buddy.
I know. So I figured we could have some fun, and we'll eventually go around Bay Area athletes, but I want to start with the 49ers first.
Okay.
And so I'm going to give you three names.
Oh, man.
You got to cut two of them. And look, we'll go around the different teams. We'll
Can
go around different
three?
Positions.
Can we cut them all?
No, you got to keep one of them. That's a specific rule for Steiny.
All right.
Any music E.
Goo's rule is you got to keep one of them.
Yeah, you got to keep one, Steiny. Oh, hey, God.
Well, not only do you have to keep him, you have to overpay him.
That's true. So in that case, speaking of shortcomings in Super Bowls, I decided to select three 49ers quarterbacks that have all been to the big game but have not won a Super Bowl. Brock Purdy, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Colin Kaepernick. Cut two, keep one.
Go first, Donnie.
I got to cut two?
Yes, you do.
Cap and Garoppolo got to go.
Wow.
I'm going with Brock Purdy. I believe he's shown that he will have staying power. He's going to be a good quarterback. How good? I don't know. I think that Kaepernick started to struggle before all this stuff happened. Mm. And Jimmy Garoppolo stinks. So I would, if I'm looking at my starting quarterback, I got to cut Kaepernick and cut Garoppolo. And I'm going with Brock Purdy.
Wow.
And I know you are, too. You're a smart guy.
No, I'm not. Oh. Evan Giddings, I hate to inform Brock Purdy and Jimmy G, turn in your playbooks, because I'm going with Colin Kaepernick. Oh,
wow.
And I can lick you all in the face in this studio and honestly say I don't know why his career ended, but it's not that.
He was a phenom. Quarterback.
He was a phenom. He was kissing his biceps.
Oh,
Hold on, Stoddy. He's won in Green Bay in the playoffs. I don't know what happened to him, but I know he had the Niners just like the prior two, moments away from a Super Bowl win.
Who hasn't? Who hasn't?
I look at his ability. His ability to use those legs and what he was on a good day, and I'm going with Caps, Donnie. I'm sorry. It was a tough decision. It was out of him and Brock. I love you, Jimmy. You got the jawline. But Cap was a phenom in this effing league.
Yeah, and then faded.
But we don't know why.
Yes, because he was a one-read quarterback.
Yeah.
One-read quarterback.
Yeah, but it was on the bended knee, too. Had a lot
to do. But here's the other thing.
Cap!
Evan, this is why.
Who would be fired so
Thank
quickly?
You.
Lori Matthews, that hurts.
Yeah.
That's my girl.
Yeah, but
what happened?
It's the truth.
Are we going to act like Cap didn't take him to the Super Bowl and was a phenom?
Dude.
Purdy hadn't been there. Let's keep it real now. Cap was a phenom.
Right, for a year or two.
Say that's a long time.
It's a long time.
Had to take team to Super Bowl and the NFC Championship.
Harbaugh. That was all Harbaugh.
See, all right.
Let me tell you. Listen, you told on yourself.
Wow.
Because you brought up something that is important to you, but means nothing. You're cutting Garoppolo and Purdy.
Yeah.
And part of the reason is because Colin Kaepernick kissed his bicep. That was the second
Evan,
thing you said about Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, but
if
that
Brock,
was his.
So are you telling me that if Brock Purdy had a signature move, you might go with Brock Purdy?
I'm going off of accolades, partner, and going to a Super Bowl and moments away against the Ravens.
They all went to a Super Bowl.
No doubt about it.
So that's not in
no
and
doubt
of itself
it.
Either.
But I think he was the most talented of the three.
Oh, he might have been the most talented.
And that's what. And he took him
Who's
to an NFC Championship
Who's
game
the smartest
against Seattle.
Three quarterbacks.
It's who's all the headiest? I don't know. What's your metric?
I think it's Purdy.
All right.
Yeah, I think Purdy's the best of those threes at reading the defense.
Well, all three of them have Super Bowl L's.
Yeah, that's why he picked them.
But for people coming down my road, not a lot. Like, that's just, like, Cap didn't have, you know, moments, and the team didn't. Wow.
Yeah.
You can make the case that Kaepernick was more responsible for his Super Bowl run than Purdy was.
But, Evan, I love you, but that's even though I pick Cap, it's going.
Oh, here we go.
Is that what our society is now, though? You can't just be part of something. We got to. Well, look, what does Donnie really do to make the show better? What about the collective?
It's called sports talk.
What about the collective?
I don't know what that means.
What about the party just being enough to be the quarterback to guide the team to wins in the Super Bowl?
What about it?
But we got to put everything under a microscope of, like, Jimmy. Well, Jimmy got him to a Super Bowl in multiple NFC championship games.
Right, that's the game.
But he got the blame more so than the others.
The game is we have to cut two of these.
Oh, no, I got that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but, okay. But Evan saying that, I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm just like.
And I picked Purdy because Garoppolo, I don't think is very good. Kaepernick, I don't believe had staying power in the NFL. I believe he started to get worse.
Mm.
In his whatever year it was, fourth or fifth year. Brock Purdy, I believe, of those three, will have the longest career and the most successful career. And, hell, he might have it right now among those three, to tell you the truth.
Well, unlike the other two, Jimmy and Cap, you know, it's all pretty much over for them.
925, agree with Steiny. Cap stopped doing his homework. Trouble reading defenses. Cap was a one-read. Oh, that's another one. Cap was a one-read quarterback who could run. He got injured. He lost a step, and therefore his quarterback-level play went down.
Yeah. I just know I watched him in the Super Bowl and in the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
And he was a badass.
We watched all those three.
Yeah, no doubt.
See, that's why Evan did it, because it's tricky.
Right. So, and I think on Cap's best day, he was the best quarterback of the three.
Oh, most dynamic, I'd go with.
And right now, what Brock has going for him is his career still going. And I like Brock Purdy, but I'm not going to sit here and say mystery relevant. The last dude in the draft, he's off to a phenomenal start.
What does that have to do with anything?
That could be one of the stupidest questions you ever asked me. The last dude in the draft is the least talented. It was the one at the gym that nobody picks when they're playing pickup. So, Colin Kaepernick, you're sitting here acting like there's a comp. There was a reason people didn't look at Purdy as the guy.
I'm not.
Don't hate on what Cap did in this league is what I'm saying. That's all.
Kaepernick was a second-round pick. Purdy was a fourth.
But on his seventh day, Steiny, he owned this league.
That's
Cap
fine.
Did that. And a lot of people forget. That's all I'm saying. You're acting like where he got drafted at, that's part of Purdy's story.
I know it's part of his story, but it has nothing to do with the quarterback he is right now.
I'm not saying that. And that's you said. You said it doesn't matter where you get drafted.
It doesn't. Mm. For the purposes of this conversation, it doesn't. We're just. Like, if you're saying of Garoppolo, Purdy, and Kaepernick, I'm not taking Purdy because he was a seventh-round pick. I'm not saying
that.
Well, that's what I heard. That's what I heard.
I'm going on talent. And what the one phenomenal thing about this whole discussion is all three have been to the bowl and NFC championship game and have not got it done.
Exactly. I wonder.
What? Yeah. Well, people saying I would say Tebow. I'm not saying Tim Tebow. You want a playoff game.
You can weigh in on the Xfinity Mobile text line at 888-957-9570. Garoppolo, Purdy, Cap.
Yeah.
Who are you going with? You got to cut two of them.
I'm going to put that on my Twitter.
Guru, you're tripping.
But I know what
it is. I'm looking
it's
for somebody.
It's how Cap ended, and that's what. So I'm not dumb enough to not know that that's festered in all this blowback. Dude was a baller, man.
David Hernandez.
What did he say? Give it to me.
Cap was a great running back.
See, that's the boy. That's the disrespect. Man.
888-957-9570 is the number. Boy. Is the Kaepernick that you're... Oh, we got to go. Got to go. Ted Wynn coming up in an hour. He writes for The Athletic. Great X and O guy. Going to get into Brock Purdy's performance. He wasn't crazy about it on Friday. That's coming up in an hour. That segment also brought to you by Floor and Decor.